Couscous. All right. Yes. Yes. This is a tune written by Mike only just a couple of weeks ago. And Mike has gotten in the habit of naming all of his tunes after food. Now, it's kind of a new thing, but I imagine it probably won't really end at this point. It's gonna
working on an appetizer plate. It's a medley of
you
things.
You know, that's been the problem all along. Now it'll sound right.
Thank you, Aaron.
Dang. Leave it to the drummer to figure out that stuff. You know. North African music for you here. Thank you. right, like that North African stuff there. That bluegrass in North African, North African bluegrass. That's what that is. All right. Oh boy, what do we got? What do we got?
This will be your mandocello.
Oh.
This is just like a mandolin, except I left it out in the rain and it swolled up. No, it's tuned just like a cello, except it has mandolin type strings, i.e. two, for every one that a violin has. So it's twice as cool, basically. Every bass player's dream. It's a mandocello. Back in the days, this came from the turn of the century when the mandolin was in its heyday. Back when people actually got together and played music with each other. Before the radio. Before email.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. People used to have a mandolin instead of a TV. Boy, wouldn't that be weird? I'll tell you. You look and you stare at it, and all you see is strings, those strings. Looking at you.
There were mandolin orchestras where they had like 60 of these things, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
Actually, usually only about 15 mandocellos.
Only.
But you had, you know, a good
30. What happened to all those mandocellos? You never see those mandocellos. Did they burn them?
Yeah.
They were too hard to
Granny,
play.
Granny, you know, she didn't know what to do with that thing. She turned it into a five-string banjo.
Turned it into a planter.
And bluegrass music was born.
Yeah.